Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show presents Point Counterpoint, a discussion and a debate about the effects of football on the American family, most especially the effects of football on the American marriage. Coming up on Sunday, week one of the National Football League season, we'll be talking today with Vernon Dozier, a high school football coach, and Mr. Dean Wheeler, who is a management consultant. This is Point Counterpoint, Topic Football. Some marching music from a football game I was recently at. Let's hear it for these kids. They work real hard. Topic football today on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, let's get on the line now. Dean Wheeler. Dean is a management consultant speaking to us from his home in Monrovia, California, because Vernon Dozier is in South Pasadena. Dean, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Phil. Thank you for having me on the program.
And Coach Dozier?
Yes, Phil, right here.
Okay, gentlemen, first off, Dean, are you married?
Yes, I am, Phil.
What do you think football... Can we kill that freaking marching music? Get out of here with that.
That is high school band?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I thought the kids were doing a good job.
Okay, Dean, what do you think football, the American male's propensity for football, does to the marriage?
Well, I've always felt, Phil, I just didn't come to this point of view yesterday, I've always felt that a man staring at hours of football takes him away from the womb of his relationship with his wife, which I think is the focal point of the family, and he understands his wife less. I think every man would tell you the most important thing in his life is his marriage, and the more you can understand the woman, the more fulfilled. We need to feminize the American man, I think, in order to understand women and be better helpmates to our women. Our careers, our football viewing, our interests almost take a secondary position to the overriding interest and concern of all American men, and that is our wives.
All right, hold on, Coach. I just want to finish. Go ahead, Dean.
I don't understand what the attraction is. Football, I think, is foreign to a lot of men. Right now, we need to further the nurturement and development as full women, able to take the reins of leadership from men. So we help women. We need to re-feminize ourselves.
We need to American men need to re-feminize?
Well, we need to get in touch. I'm sure you've heard the inner woman, our inner daughter. There's a lot of females living in there that we haven't really gotten in touch with. And women want us to do that more than anything else. Our wives, our daughters, our mothers, our sisters, our female cousins, our aunts, grandmothers, female co-workers, third cousins.
So the extended...
Extended female family, they all want us to do one thing, and that's to sort of re-feminize and re-energize our inner sister. And that's it.
Now, this term inner sister is the thing that we need to find and not watch football, I guess.
Well, I think anything that takes us away from further bolstering our inner sisterhood and the feminization of our wives is important.
All right, Vernon, you've listened to that. You're a football coach. Obviously, you've got a different take. You believe in the game?
Well, Phil, I simply jump in to say that when a man and a woman take their wedding vows, I think you all remember a line from your wedding vow. It goes something like this: I promise to love, honor, and obey. And
Phil, could I say?
Hold on, go ahead.
That's right. That is the standard vow. Enough said. The woman says that to the man. The man says that he will love, honor, and protect. And that means I will protect her from all harm. Whether it is an attempted rape or a wild animal attack or whatever, she will obey when I tell her I'm going to be watching football this afternoon and you will not bother me. And I would like to say, Mr. Henry, during football season, there's really only two things a woman needs to know. And I guess a lot of guys would say, where's the beer and where's the sandwich fixings, okay? And then just fade back out of the room until you're needed. Now, I have made football an integral part of my life, and that means I need to watch it on TV.
Well, you don't say it to her like that. You know, look, I will watch football. I'm going to be watching football this afternoon. You'll not bother me?
You most certainly do say that, because
Dean, why don't you jump in?
Well, I think you need to understand that the wedding vow is to love, honor, and obey. You're right about that, but that was spoken by the man. That was the vow that I took, that I would obey my wife. I think we're the ones to obey.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
Well, let me say that I think women should protect us from the angst that we feel in our workplace. Now, when you're emotionally battered each day, as I am in my job, you're bashed emotionally, you come home, and you feel like crying. And my wife tells me to eat dinner and to tuck in the kids and help her in the kitchen to take my mind off the emotional assault that I suffered through during my workday. It's often been said that mother knows best, and I think what they really mean is your wife knows best.
Well, Phil, I think it is clear 2,000 years of civilized behavior points us in a direction whereby we are reclaiming our manhood, and we are reclaiming, if I may be so bold, literally our genitalia. And I can't one lousy afternoon a week watch football, tell my wife to back off, give me a cold beer, cut up the big sandwich I got at Subway, then I might as well take my penis back to the manufacturer and get my money back, because no real man...
Phil, I don't think that... Hold on.
No real man will put up with that from his woman. I think a real woman would know better.
Phil, I was at a friend's house a couple of years ago after helping him assemble gift baskets for the needy. And he put on a football game on the television. And the mere viewing of that, okay, Phil?
I'm listening.
The mere viewing of that and knowing that I would be at home, I could be at home, rather, helping my wife with the bills or something, and that I wasn't, I excused myself and I vomited in their guest bathroom because I knew my wife would give me what for when I got home. I just felt the time had come for men to refeminize themselves and look to the inner mother.
What is this refeminize? You know, this has given me a headache.
Well, what, when you say re-feminize, we need to get reconnected to it.
Reconnected to our sisterhood, yeah. And
now, we're not being women, are we?
This guy wants us to be women, and I would rather strangle. I love...
Well, see, you're going the other way. You're saying you'd rather strangle than be a woman, or...
No, I love my wife, and I love everything about her, and I love everything she provides for me. But I would rather strangle on my own vomit than be... what do you call it?
We call it re-feminizing.
Re-feminizing. That sounds like something I do to my car. You know, I just...
You know, all of this macho talk about football, I think you're so predictable in your discussion patterns about football. Ladies, you know, here's something that I think...
You talk about ladies' night. I was in a cocktail lounge in Houston, Texas one night, and I couldn't believe my eyes. The bartender had reached up to turn the channel away from Thursday night NFL game over the Wheel of Fortune, and he says to me, "It's ladies' night."
Well, I wanted to mention.
No, hold on. He says to me, and I can still remember my hands going around his throat until my friends pulled me off. Do you see what I'm saying? Ladies' night.
Well, you're getting nuts. You're getting violent over ladies' night.
Ladies' night is fine, not on football night. No. No, not on football night.
Ladies' night reminds us that the earth is essentially female in nature. And that as such, the feminine part of creation must be recognized.
I'd rather choke on my own vomit than grow a pair of breasts. And
we understand the fact that you are happy to be a man, Vernon, okay? But you're using these extreme analogies. You know, you've choked on your own vomit now three times.
No, but did you hear what he's really saying is that he can't nurture... And,
well, you're all about nurturing your wife. What about you? What do you like?
I think what I like. I think what any future-thinking man likes. I like whatever my wife likes, and I like whatever my daughters like. And
what about your sons? Do you have a son?
I do have a son, but I think that we have decided to really subjugate, if you will, subsume our desires to those of our wives.
Well, I can tell you, I do not have an inner woman. And I will simply reiterate...
Yes, you do, because we are...
All right, well, hold on, Vernon. We don't want anybody talking at once.
I will simply reiterate what our wedding vows were, and maybe you forget. You will obey me, or you know what comes next. I will protect you, and that means sometimes I protect you from yourself, or your father, or your brothers.
All right, Vernon, so as far as you're concerned, the wedding vows... You will honor and obey me, and I will protect you, still hold.
I think he got it wrong. I think in the new refeminization age, I will obey is something that a man says to his wife.
That's some kind of silly... A man will obey his wife. In other...
Well, it's a role reversal I think is necessary, and I would much rather, and I want my wife to pull me away from the television. I want my wife to complain when I'm watching football. I want my wife to stand there and complain when I'm watching sports. I want her to destroy whatever fun I'm having watching sports so that I can be redirected and refocused on what really counts, and that is the happiness of my wife.
Hey, buddy, what size brassiere do you wear? Because I don't...
All right, gentlemen, this is going to get contentious.
No, I feel I expected as much.
No, seriously, I want to know, what size brassiere do you wear? Because everything you're saying... It has nothing to do with size brassiere.
It has to do with...
No, but everything you're saying, you want to give up your manhood. You talked about you want your wife to come in and bother you doing a football game.
I want my attention redirected to what is important, and that's the happiness of my wife.
And I will reiterate what I said. What size brassiere do you...
Okay, we got that, and we're going to give out our phone number. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, Dean Wheeler. Dean is a management consultant. Vernon is a football coach. He's also an educator. And high school, at the high school level, Vernon?
That is correct, yes.
All right. And what these two gentlemen are talking about is, from Vernon's standpoint, the man's absolute right, within the context of the marriage vows, to watch however much football he wants to watch, almost like it's a God-given right.
I would say it's God-given, Phil, insofar as the Lord... We take our wedding vows, we are promising that we will be faithful to each other before God, and she says she's going to obey me. Now, I remember her saying that. I will honor and obey. Okay, enough said. It's nut cutting time. Now comes the proof.
And all right, and Dean, you're saying that football has, this rite of spring has completely torn the American male away from his wife. And what you call the need to re-feminize.
I think re-feminization simply means that we now lay away all pretense and we soften a little bit. I think the American man needs to soften. I think he needs to, almost as if we need to immerse ourselves in hand lotion. You know, I just really... I really believe so.
We need to immerse ourselves in what?
I'm saying figuratively, we need to immerse ourselves in a hand lotion of refeminization.
Jesus.
Well, all right. Reimmerse ourselves in a hand lotion of feminization.
On Sunday, the Lord rested. Guess what's on Sunday?
I know you're going to say football, aren't you? I know you are.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I knew you were. So you didn't fool me.
God almighty. Are you married?
I most certainly am.
I didn't fool you.
Well, I mean, the Lord rested on Sunday, and now Sunday has football.
No, but Phil, seriously, we need, all American men, I think, need a contact with a softer area, a more pliable area of their inner self. I think if I could describe it, I think we need to reach out and touch the silk area of our inner selves.
God. Oh, God.
Well, you know...
Is this, Vernon, this may not be the language that you speak, but it is a language spoken nonetheless by many American men.
And I say, may the good Lord help us.
Well, then you haven't reached out and touched the silk inside of you and the softness that...
You know what?
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Do we need to reach out and re-feminize ourselves as men and reconnect with our wives and the female members of our family and put away football, etc.? Or do we need to do, as Vernon says, recommit to the football viewing and recommit to a view of our marriages in terms of the woman honoring and obeying us? That is Point Counterpoint today on The Phil Henry Show. As we talk football here on the just a few days away from the kickoff of the 2001 pro football season. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, tell you what, we don't have a lot of time this segment for calls. I have Dean Wheeler with us and Vernon Dozier. And they are talking about, I guess, the pros and cons of football viewing, albeit very extreme. And, Dean, you basically believe that football has outgrown its usefulness to the American male.
Well, Phil,
That, and Vernon, you believe that it is primary.
I don't want a woman telling me whether I can watch or not. That's all. And,
well, I think Phil, in some way, it's healthy for our wives to put limits on us.
All right, okay. If anything, that would be the defining difference between the two of you.
For your wife to put limits on you.
Well, I'm not judging you, and that's part of the refeminization of the American man, is not to judge each other. So I'm not judging you.
Well, I'm judging you, sir. And what you're doing is you are absolutely giving it up totally to the point where your wife should be wearing slacks, wingtips, cologne, and duck ass in her hair, which the last time I checked means a dyke.
Well, I'm not even characterized.
Okay, let's not make fun of each other's wives. All right, we're not. That leads nowhere. Here is Rachel on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Rachel.
Yes, I was just calling to say that football is.
Do you have your radio turned up there, Rachel?
No, I don't.
Okay, go ahead.
Football is on twice a week, and I feel that a man should be able to sit down and watch it without any complaints from his wife. My husband and I have a great relationship. And he gives me my space, and I give him his.
Well, but what about refeminizing your husband so that he is a lot more, malleable?
Well, right? To me, my husband is more valuable when he's not feminine. I feel that's my responsibility to be the feminine part of this relationship.
Are you talking about being feminine, Dean, in acting feminine?
Well, men used to become more manly by watching football, but in the year 2001, I think men become more manly by submitting to their wives and sort of doing a figurative cross-stitching in their relationship.
I think that, this is Coach Dozier, ma'am. How often does your husband watch football?
On Sundays and Mondays.
He watches it Sundays and Mondays.
Yep.
And you took the vow to obey?
I did.
Okay. So you understand from a standpoint of a strong home what is needed, and that is a husband who tells his wife what to do.
I don't think that's healthy at all.
Go ahead, Rachel. What were you saying?
Thank you. He doesn't tell me what to do. We
discuss
things that are going on in our marriage. And if there was something very important to me on a particular day, and I let him know that I preferred to do something else that day, then he would respond how he felt was the right way to respond in our relationship.
That's a lot of conversation that's going on. Do you obey your husband or don't you?
I don't think there's anything in the wedding vows that says you have to obey your husband. I think there needs to be a re-nurturement. Does your husband nurture you?
Yes, he does, and I do obey him for the most part.
Okay, so you do exactly what he wants you to do.
But he doesn't ask me to do anything that's going to harm me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you make anything like a 7-layer dip? Do you do anything like that? Yeah.
I'm a very good cook,
okay. This lady basically is saying that she submits to her husband in a manner that I think is probably, hurt her down the road because you don't have to obey anybody, all right? Least of all, an idiot.
According to my belief, I am to submit to my husband, to love me.
Well, is he an idiot or
he said?
No, he's not.
What makes you think he's not an idiot?
Why do you think, ma'am, Rachel? I asked you to turn your radio down, please.
Richard, stop.
Turn the bloody radio down.
Sorry about that.
That proves that her husband's stupid because he's got the radio up when you asked him not to. Now, isn't that true, Rachel?
No.
Your husband turned the radio up even though you told him not to.
He didn't know that I told him.
I heard the way you talked to him. That was irreverent. You said, Richard, please. Okay.
Yes, there's nothing wrong with saying please.
Don't tell him what to do, okay?
Well,
all right, thank
you.
1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier, Dean Wheeler. Football, its place in the American marriage. And bad band music. 1-800-449-8686. Your wife should obey you and leave you alone watching football, or you as a man should nurture your wife. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I think you have to understand that a lot of men deep down really hate football.
I don't believe that.
No, I think they really do, but they say they like football because they don't want to be considered homosexual or...
oh, come on.
I think that they don't want to be considered less than a man because they don't like football. I think you're not less than a man. I think you are simply standing with your woman, standing with your women, and you're tired of a lot of the pressure that being with men brings upon you. I like being a man, but I like being a man molded by women, and I like being a man who is sort of directed by women.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to comment on that. I'm a man. I don't need football to know that I'm a man. I might have had questions about my manhood once in my life, but once I got into physical fitness and began to lift weights and that kind of thing, and I knew.
Well, did you have questions about your sexuality?
I don't want to comment on that, but once I began to hang around the gym, and I feel better now about that, and football has helped me with that.
All right, well, this is Dean Wheeler and Vernon Dozier about football. Vernon, you believe that you got every right. Get the woman out of there on the weekends, and Dean, you would rather vomit than be away from your wife on football Sunday.
Do you remember that country song, Stand By Your Man? You could just as easily say Stand By Your Woman. And,
well, that's not the way the song goes.
Well, I think you could. Stand by your woman, and she's the one who loves you, you know?
Jesus, I never thought of it that way.
Well.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Roberta. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. Roberta.
Hi, how
yes,
are
go
you?
Ahead.
I just have a comment to make to both of them. First of all, the guy, the football guy, he's an idiot.
I'm an idiot. You're talking to me, Coach Dozier?
You got it, because the only one that I'm going to obey is my parents.
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
The man tells you to get out, you get out.
Oh, really? Well, you know what you are?
You tell him, Roberta.
You're the type of person that is so unsure of himself.
Oh, I just love football, and I don't need you standing there telling me, ooh, I got a nice 7-layer dip for you.
Well, what if you're...
No.
What?
You're unsure of yourself, and as far as the other man, he's unsure of himself.
No, I'm not.
So,
I love women, and I want to make sure that they feel good.
Well, that's fine, but you don't smother them either.
Do you feel all right? No, but are you feeling okay? Can I get you anything?
Well,
these are the things. You never hear a man say that.
Well, I have my husband saying that, and I say it to my husband. But he doesn't obey me, and I don't obey him, because we're partners.
Well, but when I took my wedding vow, and Roberta, if you can think back...
Oh, you know something? Go back to the...
It said, you will love me and obey me.
19th century.
Wait, let me tell you something. What are you talking about?
You know why? Because love, honor, and obey. Honor. Give
what about,
me a break.
What about, Roberta, what about immersing... What about the man immersing himself in the cold cream of re-feminization?
I don't even want to get into that. All
what?
I'm saying is...
No, I don't mean in any sense in terms...
All I'm saying
if
is...
If my wife wanted to... You know what? And let me just put this in terms maybe...
I think you're both idiots. You're both...
I'm an idiot. Do you know how
I
love my wife?
I think both of you are so unsure of yourself.
I'm
and
a man.
And as far as you, the
I'm
coach,
a man.
I don't think you're a man. I really don't. I do not think you're a man. I do not find you a man.
Why? Because I like football? Because I like football?
Of course not.
And I don't want my wife bothering me with, do you want some more Frito bean dip and that kind
of
thing?
Well,
I think a man should do what he wants to do, just like a woman should too, as long as it's not.
I really well, you know something, Roberta. That's a great point of view, Roberta. This is
as
Dean.
As long as you're not hurting the other
person. Yeah, exactly. Well, I believe that my wife should have some form of control. I tell you, if she wanted to, I don't mean to be crude, but if she wanted to strap one on, and I'd hand her the lube. But
listen to that. Did you hear that?
I think you got a big problem.
Yeah. Did you hear that? See. And you say I'm nuts.
He's got a problem. No,
right?
I told him. I think he's got a problem.
Why do you think I have a problem? What did I do?
Are you going to let me talk?
Well, go ahead.
You're nuts.
I don't know whether to go for the male or the female.
No,
okay?
I'm every bit a man.
No, I don't think you are.
Yes, I am.
I don't think you are. And as far as the coach, nobody's saying about football. I'm not. That's not even upsetting me. What upsets me is this constant obey me. My wife took those vows. I obeyed my parents.
Look, no guy in a bar is going to tell me it's ladies' night and turn the football game off, because that's a guy that wants to get thrown through a window.
Well,
now,
you know something? I think you're looking.
See, that's
I think
bad.
You're looking.
That's
to
mean.
Be a man. I think you're looking to be a man.
I am.
And I don't think
hey.
Either one of you is a man.
What are you talking
all.
About? I'm a football coach. I take physical
oh,
fitness.
Deal.
I lift
oh.
weights. I lift I weights. And my wife
you know
does
something?
What I tell her what to do.
I wouldn't even care if you're Mr. America.
Well, listen to this. If you don't think I'm a man, what do you think of this? My wife does what I tell her to do.
Because she's an ass.
She's got a great ass.
That's
because
not what
that's
she
why,
said.
Because your wife must be very, very insecure with her life.
I think so. I agree with you, Roberta. This is Dean Wheeler.
Your wife must be very, very insecure.
That's right.
But she's got to obey you.
That's exactly right, Roberta. And I think that by immersing ourselves in the softening lotion of a re-nurturement,
well,
by which we can cuddle women and caress them into the blanket of inevitability.
I want to be
you are going to make me vomit.
What did you say?
I like to be treated as an individual. I treat my husband good. He treats me good.
Yeah, but if you
and
wanted
that's
to put,
that matters.
But if you wanted to strap something on, would your husband
no,
do?
And I,
yeah, look at
no,
that. See, you want to turn it.
That of my husband. You know why? Because that is sick.
It is sick.
Is
why do you keep
sick.
Talking about that, Dean?
Yeah, look at that. You want Roberta to turn into some kind of a freak just
no,
so you can re-nurture your cold cream
and,
or whatever
and
it is.
I think you
no, I
are
really
thinking,
like.
Well, I think you've got a problem. And
Roberta,
you've got
a, tell me true. You'd rather be in a home with a guy watching a ball game than some fairy sitting there going, I want to immerse myself in your cool cream or whatever they are.
I wouldn't want to be with either one of
well,
you because
oh,
if
no,
football's
a,
on,
you
I go
look,
out.
I would make you soup and I'd take care of you.
Okay,
no,
look, Roberta, thank
no,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you for your call. There's a woman who can't stand either point of view, okay?
That woman needs, all she needs is a firm hand. Just a firm hand. Good, strong, firm hand, just spanking away a little bit. And
well, see, that's what you'd do. You'd spank. You wouldn't convince. You wouldn't nurture through love and caring and what we call the big moo cow eyes. All she needs is a cuddle and a scented candle.
A cuddle and a scented candle. You know, if I wasn't on the other side of town, friend, I would reach through the phone and I would squeeze what's left of your tongue out of your head. Now,
the gentleman, we're not going to get anywhere with violence, okay?
Well, that's the kind of language this man speaks.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. You know, I've been married for 46 years.
All right.
And it's a very compatible marriage. And the reason I think it's successful is because I let my wife do whatever she wants to do, and
that's
I do
perfect.
Whatever I want to
Wait
do.
Wait a minute. You,
and,
you...
and yet we put time together. A lot of we go on trips. We have a good time.
You let your wife run wild.
I make
wild.
Decisions outside the house. My wife makes decisions inside the house.
Well, but you don't I let
watch
your wife.
TV. I watch football.
What do you
watch
on TV?
Baseball.
Do you
she
watch
has her own TV set.
Candid
and
camera.
We're very happy and very compatible.
Do you
and
let,
I think
you don't
both
let your
nice.
Wife. You don't let your wife run wild in the streets, though, do you? Of course you don't. You
she,
make her
she's
do.
She's got too much class to do that.
Well, don't you
with.
Make her do stuff? Don't you tell her to go?
Not. Unless she does anything.
Well, how do you get
she,
stuff done?
She has her freedom. I have my freedom.
Jim.
And we're very, very happy to be married.
Jim, this is Dean. Do you nurture her?
Of course I don't nurture her. I mean,
well,
she,
what, well,
she doesn't need
mean.
Nurturing. I,
are you
for
mean
46
to her?
Years we've been married. You're sick. Both of you are sick.
Why do you figure I'm sick when I'm just asking, are you mean to her? Or do you
when,
give,
when you talk
you
about
give
scrapping
a...
things on and things like that, you're
yeah,
sick.
Yeah, well, this guy's a sick.
You are absolutely sick.
Absolutely right, Jim. I agree with this, Coach Dozier. And I would say that all you need, Jim, is the courage to say to her, get in there and make me some bean dip.
I don't have
dip.
To do that. Hey, you're telling me I've been married for 46 years
well,
and very happily.
My wife
and,
I...
way, and the way the decisions are made is I make all decisions outside the
mm-hmm.
home. My wife makes
well,
the decisions inside the home.
Dean,
we're very, very happy. I can do
yeah.
anything I want in my home.
I think
and
you do everything
do anything
right.
She wants.
I think you do everything right except for one thing. You should also make the decisions inside the home.
Yeah, well, I think
and,
you're wrong.
Well...
My wife and I watch television together,
to
but
do,
only designing women and Oprah.
Man. I got enough things to do outside the home to worry about what's inside
Jim,
the home.
Jim, what kind of television shows do you watch with your wife, if I could ask you?
Anything she wants to watch.
Okay, do you
when
watch
football and baseball's not on.
Do you watch
when
designing
football
women?
Football and baseball's on, I watch football and baseball.
Yeah, but you don't watch designing women and Oprah, do you?
Of course not.
Okay, there.
Well,
does
you should.
My wife.
No, you should.
They're
you
both
should
sick programs.
Oh, you should watch Designing Women because it helps
yeah.
you immerse yourself into the softening lotion.
Man,
of...
I'll tell you, buddy. You,
well,
you need a psychiatrist.
I do. I'm.
You
no,
do.
No,
you need
I
a psychiatrist.
Have respect. I have respect
for
the
inner
sister. You are
probably the wimpiest person I've ever talked to in my life. I mean, an absolute
wimp. I think that's a cruel comment. I think that was
designed
it's a
fact. Sometimes facts hurt, pal, but that's the way it is.
Well, I think it's a comment designed to minimize me as a human, and you should
that's
be
exactly
bolstering
right.
me. You should
that's
bolster
exactly
me.
Right. You are minimized as a human.
Well, have you discovered the inner sister?
Jeez.
What? I don't understand.
I can't believe you.
I'm
how long have you been married?
I've been married 4 years. We have been in rapport.
Well,
four
tell
years.
Me about it 40 years from now. I'll guarantee you one thing.
Wait a minute. I got to ask
you. Whip of all time.
Hey, Dean.
They won't last because your wife will have so
we're
much
going
control
through our
over you. You'll be sick.
Jim, we're going through our purification. We're not married yet, but we go through a 4-year purification. After that, we are in rapport, and then we have our unification. We don't call it marriage. Because marriage is for chattel.
Again, that's against my beliefs.
But I think that there's nothing sick with wanting to touch the inner female cousin.
The person I've ever talked to.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. And I think all you got to do, Jim, with these women, and this guy, Dean.
You're too chauvinistic. Like,
what did I do?
You are too chauvinistic.
All I
want to
do
is dictate to your wife.
You just, look, you got to
have a happy marriage.
Wait a minute.
Your wife could make their decisions, and I make my decisions.
Let me tell you how it is in my house, just so you know, okay? I was watching Raiders. Baltimore Ravens last year, AFC Championship game. I think you know the game I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
And I had to go to the bathroom. And I will tell you, my wife cared enough about me as a man and my foot. She brought a pan in, and I was able to relieve myself in a pan in
you
our family.
You got a problem
Boy,
with
that
the commercial?
That is so wrong.
I don't need my wife to bring in a pan. I could just wait for a commercial, you know. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
I got a hold of
you. You got a hell of a bad.
Wait a minute! You're sitting there. You're peeing into a pan in your family room because your wife brought it to you.
That's the kind of control I've got over her. You better believe
it. That's unfortunate.
Well,
I mean,
I don't think that's
sorry
very...
for your wife, and
I
still
know.
Feel sorry for
I
this
know.
Jerk off that's talking to you.
Well,
so that's
that or my
know.
Wife would have to carry the TV into the bathroom.
Yeah.
See.
Well, I think you're both mean. And I'm going to go discover my inner nun.
Well, go discover it. Go discover it and have a good time.
Your inner nun.
Because I think you're about 9/10 faggot to start with.
Okay. That's cruel, man. Go discover his inner nun. I can't, Jim. I think you're 9/10 faggot anyway. Oh, God. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
This is The Phil Henry Show, where I do the voice not only of myself, but I also I am the voice of the guests. In other words, I'm doing like 3-4 voices sometimes. Me, 2 of the guests, and that's 3. And then the callers call in, and they're real people. But no matter how much we explain it, some people just don't quite get it. That's why we explain it. And that's why we go on television. We go on in newspaper interviews. We go into radio interviews. We tell them the whole story of this weird and what we hopefully think is a wonderful show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number, and we have football coming up on Sunday. I'm a football fan. I'm a football fan. College, I don't dig, I've investigated why I don't dig college ball down through the years. Is it because I didn't go to college? Is it because it's essentially a secondary level of football? It's like AAA baseball. How many people do you see getting jazzed over going out to see AAA baseball? Hey, I'm going to go up and watch Fresno in the American Association. Want to come? No, I don't think so. Well, then, so why would you get jazzed over watching Notre Dame? Well, you went to school there. XFL... Who, you know, now the Arena League, that's kind of cool. 15 years those guys have been, hey, I like anything that's a success. And they 15 years they've been doing that stupid Arena League with the net and the ball bouncing down and these clowns getting slammed into the boards and getting their faces peeled off. It's great. It's everything a football fan could want and more. But on Sunday, of course, first game of the NFL season, and we have the whole NFL package. You got to do it. I don't care who you are, what you are, where you live. I don't care if you're living under a freeway overpass, if you're a TV console man, they're out of heat and you're just living in the weeds. Get DirecTV, no matter where you are. Because then you get the full package. You watch all the games. And I'm putting two new TV sets into my house so that no matter where I am, I can see a different game. I'll have the Baltimore game on over here, maybe throw in that Oakland game. I got that bet going with Craig and Mike. Now, what is the bet we got? I picked Oakland. I know that. Whose ever team doesn't go as far as the other two guys, who's ever in last place, he buys dinner at Ruth's Chris. That's it. So you got the Vikings, and Schaefer takes the Steelers. Why? Because that's the kind of guy that he is. He's the kind of guy who bets with his head, or with his heart, not with his head. And, you know, me, I bet with my head. I'm going with Oakland. Watch me get destroyed. Anyway, I figure they got as good a shot as anybody else. So, yeah, it's going to be a swell moment there. But I know football I love so much. I know the who won every Super Bowl. And I'm not looking at any website. I'm not looking at any. I can tell you which teams played and who won. The first Super Bowl was Green Bay and Kansas City. Green Bay won. Second Super Bowl was Green Bay and Oakland. Green Bay won. Third one was New York Jets and the Baltimore Colts. New York Jets won. Fourth one, Kansas City, Minnesota. The Chiefs won. The fifth one was Baltimore Colts and Dallas Cowboys. And the Colts won on a kick by Jim O'Brien, by the way. The fifth one was the Dallas Cowboys and the Miami Dolphins. The Cowboys won that Super Bowl. And Zonka did something that he hadn't done all year. He fumbled for the Miami Dolphins. And the next one was the Miami Dolphins and the Washington Redskins. That game was won by the Miami Dolphins. It featured Gary Yepremian's weird-ass pass that was intercepted by Mike Bass, only score. And then the next game was the Miami Dolphins and the Minnesota Vikings. They beat the Vikings. And the next game was the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings. The Steelers won. Next game was the Steelers and the Dallas Cowboys. The Steelers won that game. Then the next game was the Denver Broncos and the Dallas. No, the next game was the Oakland Raiders and the Minnesota Vikings. The Raiders won. The next one was the Dallas Cowboys and Denver Broncos. The Dallas Cowboys won that game. The next game after that was the Steelers and the Steelers and the Cowboys, and the Steelers won again. Following game was the Steelers and the Rams, and the Steelers won that game. In 81, it was the Raiders and the Eagles, and the Raiders won that game. The following year, it was the 49ers and the Bengals. 49ers won that game, coming after the NFC Championship game, in which Joe Montana made what was called the pass and Dwight Clark made what was called the catch. Now, moving along to 83, it was the Miami Dolphins against the Washington Redskins. The Dolphins won? No, the Redskins won that game. John Riggins with that big end sweep as he ran over Don McNeil on his way to a big end zone run. That was the Redskins. Then the following year was the Redskins and the Raiders. The Raiders destroyed the Washington Redskins, sent the hogs to slaughter, as they say. And then the following year it was the, the Steelers? No, the Vikings. Who? The Raiders and the Redskins. Then the following year, it was the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins. The Niners won that game. The Dolphins sucked. Keep in mind, the Dolphins only went to one Super Bowl with Dan Marino at quarterback. I know you guys in Miami have not forgotten it, but the rest of you guys, just think about that one. Now, in 86, it was the Bears and the Patriots. Bears win. 87, then we move on to the, it was the Giants and the Denver Broncos. The Giants won. 88, it was the Denver Broncos and the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins won. 89, it was the 49ers and the Cincinnati Bengals. The 49ers won. 90, it was the 49ers, the Denver Broncos. The 49ers won. 91, it was the Giants and the Buffalo Bills. The Giants won. 92, it was the Buffalo Bills, the Washington Redskins. The Redskins win again. 93, it was, I'm not going to have enough time. 93, it was the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills. They win. 94, Dallas Cowboys and Buffalo Bills. The Cowboys win again. And 95, I forget. And there you go. Well, I almost made it. We got to take a break. Phil Hendry Show.